Would you see yourself having your own business or working for Emplastic or Medspire? Like, where would you see that?
Yeah, definitely. I think the own business side of thing, just obviously with my fiance and I being entrepreneurs right now for fitness coaching, like it would be so awesome to create your own.
Hey, I'm Louis the Laser Guy and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money, it's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams.
How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
So I'm so excited to have this conversation. I know we met recently and you are a RN, correct?
I am, yep. I had 2 years previously in the NICU. Right now I'm just kind of working full-time from home, but I am a nurse.
Okay, so NICU, that means like ICU, like intensive care?
Oh yeah, the little itty bitty 25-weekers, 26-week babies.
Wow, so tell me what made you wake up one day and say, wait a minute, I wanna shift gears. I wanna try cosmetic medicine and Botox and fillers and lasers and things like that.
Yeah, so I've actually always had it kind of in the back of my mind. My mom's a NICU nurse. I kind of was just brought up in that world, so I kind of stuck with that. I love babies. But I realized obviously, so my fiance and I were part of a competition bodybuilding and bikini fitness team. So obviously, aesthetics is really big for us. So I kind of thought, I'm working right now full-time on the coaching side of things, and why not combine my nursing experience with a little bit more of the aesthetic stuff. So that's right. Why I was really intrigued on the Botox and fillers to kind of, also help out with our business.
So you're a nurse and you're a fitness trainer, and now you're stepping into the world of cosmetic medicine because it's a natural synergy, huh?
Yes, exactly.
All right, so tell me, like, what's the dream goal? Like, if you're guaranteed to succeed in this business, if you could not fail, like, where would you want to be in 3 to 5 years from today?
Yeah, definitely. So, obviously with how awesome the regulations and rules are right now, like with Arizona and nurses, my goal would obviously be to travel and do it when we're traveling for our competitions and things like that. Or essentially, just kind of working as like a contingent part-time, just doing it on the side just to help out, again, bring those two businesses together.
Right. Now, I know you took the online hybrid course. You've knocked out the online program. You'll be coming through clinicals really soon. How did the Zoom online training go for you in the world of Botox and fillers and PDO threads and sclera? How was that experience for you?
Oh my God, I loved it. So we did it together, me along with another girl, Christina. She was awesome. We kind of went head on in this class together, and I really enjoyed the like at home aspect of it. Now, obviously it'd be really fun to be in a classroom, but we can't with COVID. But I felt like we really got extra because we were allowed to join in on some of the following days with like the PDO threads and sclerotherapy and all of those other things that maybe we wouldn't have gotten if we did just like our 2 day or 3 day course in class.
Right. And if you were more situated in one state versus the traveling gig, would you see yourself having your own business or working for Emplastic or Medspire? Like, where would you see that?
Yes, definitely. I think the own business side of thing, just obviously with my fiance and I being entrepreneurs right now for fitness coaching, like it would be so awesome to create your own, probably within Scottsdale, obviously, because I know I'm not leaving.
And do you have any friends that are in the business or nobody?
So I have a couple of friends that are working for a plastic surgeon. We just moved recently from Ohio. So a lot of our friends, are kind of into aesthetics that we know of based out in Ohio, and some are working for a plastic surgeon. And I do have a friend here that has her own practice down in Old Town.
Right. And do you see yourself more doing like Botox treatments for the wrinkles or fillers for the lips or laser technology? Like what does your gut feeling tell you you're going to end up doing as you evolve?
Yeah. Well, after those classes, I even learned things that I didn't even know existed. but I really think Botox and fillers, I think those are going to be at the top of the list. And, after learning more about sclerotherapy, I think I'm really intrigued on that. And I would love to offer that as well, because that was awesome to watch.
Yeah, you can see the veins disappear before your eyes and people's legs. It's crazy.
Oh my God, I know. That was so fun. I'm excited to like do that.
So in the hospital gig, were you doing like normal 9-to-5 shifts? Did you have like some call shifts or weekends or nights ever too? Or how'd that go?
Yeah, so I was strictly night shift for those 2 years. And although I enjoyed it, it was nice, obviously.
Now, what does a night shift mean? What hours are those?
Oh, yeah, so I was doing 7 p.m. to 7:30 a.m. So.
Oh my gosh, you're crazy!
All night long.
So what time would you sleep till? When would you wake up?
Oh, dude, it was so bad because I had such a hard time sleeping the average, like how most people would come home, sleep all day long up until the time they had to get ready for their shift. I couldn't sleep. I was getting up at like 1 p.m. only on 3.5 hours of sleep. I am so glad I'm done and over.
Well, I don't know if you're going to like cosmetic medicine because, you know, the hours are like 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. I don't know if you could handle that. I mean, what are you going to do on the nights and weekends, you know?
Living a normal life schedule.
So I'm just curious. Most people step into new careers because of some life event or growing through something. We talked to so many people who went through like a breakup, a bankruptcy, anxiety, depression. There's some life event that made them think, I want to be a fitness trainer. I want to get in Botox. I want to do something for myself. Do you have any like personal life events or struggles over the years that made you kind of shift gears as the years went on?
Yeah. So, you know, again, with working like night shift in the NICU for 2 years, I know I'm kind of still new into the nursing field. So I don't know if I necessarily have like a life-changing event, but I'm just one of those people that love to kind of venture off into different types of things. So, you know, I'm really big. I love the aesthetic stuff. I learned a lot from the med spa that I went to back in Ohio, as far as just being interested in the field. So I think for me, it was really just trying to get my feet wet into other areas and learn something new.
And I know you can relate to this, but a lot of people think that cosmetic medicine is a beauty business, making people pretty. But being a fitness trainer, you understand that, yes, you help get people tone and muscles and in shape. But really what you're doing is building their self-confidence and self-esteem so they feel better about themselves. And in Botox and fillers, it's really the exact same concept as a fitness business. Because it's all about self-esteem and confidence and making people just feel good inside and out, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's also really cool. You know, almost for the most part, the procedures or what you're doing is almost instant. You can see the happiness of those clients almost right away, where when you're working bedside, you know, it's not like you're there, but you don't really know the aftermath or the after effects. So I feel like you can form a little bit of a better relationship with your patients or with your clients with the aesthetics.
Yeah, I think we all want that quick fix. I know you said instant. It reminded me of that company, Instacart. Go get your food right now. Insta Botox, Insta fillers, right? Insta new and improved you, right?
Yep, I know.
Have you had these treatments on yourself ever? Have you ever done Botox or fillers?
Yeah, so I've never gotten fillers done, but I have had Botox, almost like in the frontal, glabella, crow's feet. I've had that only once, but after receiving that, I'm hooked. I'm ready for my next one.
Yeah, I mean, I know you told me you just turned 65. For 65, you look amazing.
Oh, well, thank you.
Not just kidding. I know. What are you, 25 or something like that?
You got it. Yep, 25.
Oh, there you go. I should be a psychic. I should not be in cosmetic lasers injections. I should be a psychic.
Yeah, you should be like one of the amusement parks where they guess your weight, guess your age.
Exactly. So I know you came and attended the course with your friend, which is kind of fun. People do that sometimes, but did you guys like decide to take the course together? How'd that come about?
Yeah, so we actually met through social media. She saw that my fiance and I were moving out here about 2 months ago, reached out. She's a NICU nurse as well, so we kind of hit that off together. And when I told her I was looking into these courses, I guess she's always had in the back of her mind, she kind of wanted to do some aesthetic stuff down the road, possibly if she goes part-time or, you know, who knows, full-time aesthetics. So I kind of bribed her. I didn't bribe her, but I was just like, you should do them with me. So I think it just kind of helped her want to do it a little bit more. So we kind of sat in on each other or like sat in the room together and watched.
So you start off as an ICU nurse and you're dealing with the day-to-days there. And obviously it's rewarding. It's fun. You like it. That's why you started. But 2 years later, evidently it wasn't your passion for the long term, huh? Did it become more like a job than a passion?
Yeah, and I think really what it came down to was just obviously the hours of working bedside. Again, the 12-hour shifts. Now, granted, I know it's only 3 to 2 days a week, but, you know, my fiance, we love to travel. I feel like with the aesthetic side of things, you know, just having that on the back end, it is really nice to know, you know, I could still do some nursing things without being kind of confined to the schedule at the hospital.
Speaking of traveling, was that you I saw on social media running around in Sedona the other day?
That was me.
You guys just went hiking?
Yeah, there is so much to do here. Like Ohio, you're stuck inside all time. There's not much to do. So we have been like exploring and hiking. We just love the fitness lifestyle out here.
Love it, love it. Well, thank you for the feedback. I just want to touch base after the Zoom session of your classroom training. We're going to be meeting you up for the clinicals really soon. So it'll be fun to meet you in person. And thanks for sharing your goals and aspirations.
Of course. Thanks for having me on.
Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Louis the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.